This is episode 250, recorded May 22nd, 2015. Packard pokes at dollars go in, babies come out. You can't explain that. I want to thank Torvaren from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Can we just dropkick TLC through the goalposts of life?
TLC actually used to be halfway decent. Nowadays, from what I hear, because I don't watch TV much anymore. I watch shows, but it's stuff that's like on YouTube or stuff I can stream, but I don't watch anything anymore. So, but from what I understand, it's all going downhill.
Well, the L is supposed to stand for learning, isn't it?
I thought it was supposed to be
the learning
life
channel.
I thought it was about the Lifetime channel.
The loser.
It's turned into the loser channel. the Lifetime, the TLC, the loser channel or whatever they, that's what it should be now, because the fact is that TLC is not holding up to what it was. I think you're right. I think it was supposed to be the learning channel, but it's anything but learning. Nowadays, it's just like crap.
There's information.
Yeah, there's information. Bad information. It should be TCC, the crap channel.
All crap all the time.
All crap all the time.
Well, then we could bring Honey Boo Boo back.
Ugh, I'm glad that show is gone.
Tell me about it.
We were just speaking about the TLC shows, how crappy they are. One of them that's on there is the Duggars. I've been hearing about the show for last few years, and it's, from what I understand, and I'm not going to dig up a lot on this, because from what I heard about it, is this about a family that doesn't know the meaning of the word, don't have any more children. You've had more than enough. Octomom has nothing on this family.
Vagina is not a clown car.
Yeah, the vagina is not a clown car. That's what these Duggars treat women like, as like they're just baby making machines. They're like, what, I don't know, 19, gonna have, they're trying for, you're gonna try,
they're
for
trying 20? For a 20th. Yeah, Jim Bob and Michelle.
Jim Bob, there's your mentality. Jim Bob,
Arkansas.
Down in Arkansas. I'm surprised. Well, is this white woman that he's married to sure is not his cousin or sister or something? You hear about those people from Arkansas. Apparently, the show was recently canceled, and good for them. They bought time that TLC woke up, and they should have actually woken up before they put this train wreck on the air. Josh Duggar, the oldest here, he said the family speaking on the allegation that he molested 5 girls who were underage when he was a teenager. The thing is, though, turns out that some of these girls were apparently his sisters.
Yes.
You know, it saddens me. It deeply saddens me that he was also had a position at the executive director of the Family Research Council, which is also a well-known anti-gay evangelical Christian organization. And they've also been labeled as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. This whole situation with this guy, I mean, it took that to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have you guys on the air. Really? You think that treating a woman's vagina like it's, you know, your own private baby-making service? Like, what is this, kid on delivery? call you up.
It's a part of a movement called Quiverful, which yes. means you allow God to determine how many children you should have. They don't believe in birth control. And it also has everything to do with the patriarchy movement, which means that the husband, the father, is the head of the house, the wife submits, and the children obey.
Yeah. Well, you know, this whole thing with these guys, these people, I mean, what you said there, that they leave it up to God. No, it's called leaving it up to biology. It's called biology, motherfuckers. Do you have any other comments there, Connie?
Oh, actually, it's kind of hard to know where to start because Josh was 14 when all of these things happened. Mm-hmm. It's not been determined or made public because, again, they don't want to victimize the victims. But it looks like 4 of the 5 that he admitted mm-hmm. to molesting, some of them while they were sleeping, fondling breasts and touching, you know, inserting fingers in vaginas. 4 of them might have been sisters. The youngest might have been 5.
Oh my God, that's sick.
And so the question surfaces, well, is this all that he ever did? And how many times did this happen? The father and the mother knew this was going on for a year.
They knew back it?
In 2005, 2006. And they were getting ready to appear on Oprah. And a 61-year-old woman wrote to the show and said, you know, before they make a fool of you, you need to know that these people aren't all in the up and up. And the allegations were brought forward that mm-hmm. Back in 2002, 2003, again, sorry, 2006, the son was like 18 then. Anyway, that, you know, this happened. The father and the mother, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, did not want to go to the police, though. They wanted to handle it internally mm-hmm. because they're homeschoolers, very insular. So they went to the elders of their church. One of the elders actually said, you know, we need to put your son in some kind of treatment. And Jim Bob even balked at that because he didn't want to expose Joshua to more perversion, right? He thought, well, if I send him to some place where they're treating people like this, then he's going to be exposed to more of that.
Oh, my God.
So what they did was there was a so-called rehab camp in Little Rock. Basically, it was hard labor. It was building a building for 4 months. That was his rehab. He went to this place members of the church knew about and came home. When he came home, the father took him to a state trooper that they knew. It was a personal friend of Jim Bob's.
Yeah.
And this friend gave him Joshua a stern talking to.
A stern talking to. Yeah, we all know how that all works out. You shouldn't be sticking those fingers in there. Don't do that anymore. And the whole building thing, I got to stop for just a second. The whole building thing, that's punishment. If that punishment was to work, we would have houses across the country being built up and nobody would be without a house.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
It is.
It's bullshit. It is. You go work on this house for 4 months and think about what you did. Maybe if we took his hands that he's, you know, doing this thing with and then stuck nails through them. I'm being a little bit, you know, I'm going a little bit too far. It's all in the sake of comedy. Just roll with the punches now. Take those nails, pound those fingers to that door, and then, you know, then work around it, you know, a little bit. Just saying.
Not a problem. So State Trooper Joseph T. Hutchinson, who talked with said son, was arrested in 2007 and convicted of child porn charges.
Child porn charges on top of it.
Yes. He was released in 2010 on parole, and during that year, he was rearrested and tried again for child porn, 4 counts.
Go build another house.
He's currently serving a 60-year sentence, but he'll be up for parole in 2020. So Joseph T. Hutchins, the state trooper friend of Jim Bob's, that's his sterling. The thing is that once this all came out, the statute of limitations, which is only 3 years in Arkansas, had expired.
Oh, well,
so the,
he just roared it out.
The Duggars knew exactly what they were doing. They
yeah.
kept it quiet. They bounced it around until he could no longer be tried for this. They said that they also got therapy for the girls, but that has yet to be proven exactly what they did for them. So the victims, we don't know what happened with them.
Yeah.
Josh Duggar is now married. He's expecting his fourth child. And his wife quoted as saying that when we first started dating, we'd only been courting 2 months. And he told me all about this.
And that didn't make her run?
And how hard it was for him and what a bad thing he did.
Oh, my God. That didn't make him run? Or her run, rather? Didn't...
No.
She thought she
was very lucky to get such an upstanding Christian man for her
husband. Oh, that's upstanding Christian man.
Because he confessed it. He confessed it to God, and everything's okay now,
yeah.
right? Don't you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forget. You know, hey, you know what? I told everything I did to God. God said, hey, that's all right, big guy. Take it on the chin. Oh, let's not protect those little girls, though. They're just women. Just use them any way you want to. Fuck you.
That seems to be the message that Josh had learned. And what gets me is that, you know, I sat there and I thought most 14-year-old boys would love to touch a breast. They would probably be very curious about sex. They would probably even have a magazine under their bed. They're who knows what. But
yeah, well, I could tell you.
14-year-old boys don't molest their sisters.
Yeah, no, I could tell you that's definitely, you know, I all my sisters were older. I've never done that. But when I was 14, you know, you could get a hold of those magazines. They just don't, they're just not the same because they're flat. You know, it doesn't matter how big they are on the paper. They're completely flat. I mean, unless you get a blow up picture of them and then, you know, wrap cups around them, but that's still not the same because the cups are hard. You know, you got to get those squishy balls.
Maybe a
grapefruit.
You mean the Nerf?
Yeah, you get the Nerfs. You put the Nerf balls underneath there. Sometimes that helps, but they're just too squishy. Those are still too squishy. You know, just, you know, and then you get it.
I've heard pudding simulates it somewhat, but.
Well, you don't want to use pudding either, really, because then it just gets messy. It's all over your hands.
Well, in a baggie, but
That's why my hands were all covered in chocolate. I forgot to put them in the bag. Oh well,
part of the reason that's speculated that Josh is so screwed up, and maybe he is just a screwed up puppy, is because you know, they were also questioning because they're all homeschooled and because they use a lot of the Bob Jones University, which that's a whole other bunny trail.
Yeah.
Bob Jones University and Bill Gothard, he's been arrested, you know, and he stepped down from his ministry because of this kind of stuff. And another friend of the Duggars, who's a quiverful leader, Phillips, he was having an affair with a nanny. I mean, it's rife with it, but the thing is that Joshua Duggar, as a homeschooled kid,
mm-hmm.
probably has really a very, very poor sex education himself. You could throw a dart in a dartboard anywhere on this story.
Mm-hmm.
There was an audio thing that was released earlier today with Michelle Duggar. It was one of those, I don't know, a call that you make and it goes out to random people, kind of like a podcast, and she was decrying the law for LGBT bathrooms in Arkansas. She said, can you believe it? Men are going to be able to go into the bathrooms
with yourself,
women and children, and they might molest your kids. She made this audio.
And this is the same woman that was...
A year ago, right.
And this is the same woman that's involved with...
2002, 2003, son was molesting little girls.
You know what they say? That shit doesn't fall far from when the reason why she's probably speaking out about this is because she was seen it in her own home, and that's what was really behind it. But you know, the I'm just glad the Duggars are gone. I mean, there is a lot more that's on here. Real quick, I want to read a couple comments from the chat room. Torvian said that he needed shots for anger for this episode because, you know, the Duggars. I mean, this is not a funny story, but it's a story that needs to be told. And another one, he says, a quote by me, God is the human justification of pain that they don't want to care about and the hatred that they don't want to own up to. I quite agree with that.
Good quote.
Yes, it is. It's a good quote.
I guess I was letting my thoughts wander all over the avenue of consideration.
Mm-hmm. You almost collided with established dogma back at those presumptions.
And tonight we have our deconverted man and with our one-minute skeptic. So we'll go to that video right now.
If you had just one minute.
1 minute.
1 minute to be skeptical. What would you do? What would you say? How would you answer the questions? This is the 1 minute skeptic. Today's special edition of 1 minute skeptic features a theology major. Theology major! Is there any need for the God hypothesis anymore?
I think that's a twofold answer. For those who require faith in their life, the answer is yes, there is a need for the God hypothesis. For them, they can't just say, I don't know the cause of this, or I don't know. There has to be a reason for them. And so the God hypothesis works. If they don't know what it is, obviously it was God that did it. For a skeptic, or for somebody who doesn't need faith in their life, the God hypothesis is not needed, as they are comfortable with saying, I don't know, and letting it end there, or saying, I don't know, let's go find out the reason why.
This has been the 1 minute skeptic.
What do you think, Connie? Do you think the God hypothesis is still necessary today?
I think some people need it as a crutch. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's from looking back and from, you know, my own view right now. But what's sad is the God hypothesis is sort of like going into a multiple choice, even a true false quiz, you know, and you didn't study for it and you go, well, I'm just going to answer B for everything because I know B would be right. And B being God, you know, it's a filler. And the lack of curiosity to me is truly sad.
Yeah. And for me, I tend to agree with you just a little bit. For the fact is, I mean, and with that lady, she said, you know, for the believer, the question should still be there. Personally, for me, I think having the question that we actually have to ask that question. I mean, the fact is that if there's a God or not, because we have to ask that question, and the religious people will say, yes, we need that question because, you know, they believe in God, and you they just answer B, like you said, they answer God did it. They don't want to think, and therefore, they just go with what they like. And if we don't get away from that question, then we were going to be holding back our humanity because we're going to be worried about some imaginary sky daddy. I think we should take this question and just basically just much as we can and shove it into a box and then eventually lock the box down.
It derails so many other, it derails so much other thought.
Right.
We can't get beyond that to other things because it's always in the way. It's a stumbling block and to thought. So,
yeah.
I realize that there's just, you know, there's a lot of people, it's somewhat in our reptilian brain, I think, you know, way back there that we're born with the idea that there must be something else out there.
Right.
You know, so it's unfortunate. I would like to be done with it.
Yes.
I would really like to be done with it. I would like it to be just a question of philosophy and not to touch anything else.
Right, exactly.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.com. cafepress.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
What if we pick the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder.
Testify!
Now, the thing is here with the United States is that we have this stuff on our money. It says, "In God we trust." And that question that Homer asks in that clip there says, how do we know we've chosen the right religion? It just make the God matter and matter. It says, "In God we trust" on all of our money. I mean, from our coins to our dollar bills we have in our pocket. And as atheists, this does not represent us because it said, "In God we trust." I don't trust a God. That's not speaking for me. And the fact that we have this stuff on the money, it screams. The fact is that they don't care. That because this was established back in the early 50s, or the late 50s, I'm sorry, back in 1956, replacing the E Pluribus Unum during the early years of the Red Scare when the U.S. was locked in the Cold War with Russia and was officially an atheistic communist government, which is done a 180 if you've been keeping up with the news in any way, shape, or form now. But that notwithstanding, what's really interesting about this whole situation is that because of RFRA, and Christians have been trying to beat us over the head with RFRA for the last year or so, trying to shove their religion down people's throats, especially with the people who are trying to make up all these crazy-ass religious laws to try to shove religion down everybody's throats because it's what they believe. Now, because of this, Michael Newdow, who has recently, unsuccessfully sued to have Under God removed from the Pledge of Allegiance in 2004, and he published a post on the Friendly Atheist blog last Friday, outlining a new initiative to challenge the decades-old policy of printing a religiously-themed American motto, this, you know, "In God We Trust" on our money, now using the RFRA Establishment Clause. Now, atheism itself is not a religion. However, because atheism is protected as a religion, he might actually have a case. Connie, your thoughts?
I'm trying to understand this. Evidently he's tried, and many other people have tried to use the Establishment Clause, you know, shall not establish religion nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. But the wording of that in our Constitution is kind of loosey goosey, and so it hasn't been able to stick. He was saying that it's because the reason that the RFRA might work is because religious activity cannot be substantially burdened without a compelling government interest. And what is the government's interest in emblazoning "In God We Trust" on our money? It's kind of suspect. So it's exciting. It's an inroad. It's a chink in the armor.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we can exploit that. It'd be really awesome if the same thing that gave us the Hobby Lobby decision would give us something like this. This would be good.
Yeah, this would be really interesting if this actually works. I have a feeling it might not work, only because of the fact that we got, you know, these right wing Christian nutballs in our judicial system, and they're going to go, "Well, we don't give a shit about, you know, law. We want our beliefs pushed forward." I hope this is an interesting argument. I think, and I hope they use this as an argument when they go to speak about this, and I'm hoping that they do. He says, "Imagine if a Christian had to carry on their body something that they disagree with religiously, like Jesus is a lie. How long do you think that would stand?" And Newdow also said, "But atheists are so denigrated in the society that people accept this without a second thought." Yeah, because I have to use paper money every once in a while. I try to use my credit card wherever I possibly can, but you know, I've got, you know, a dollar bill in my pocket says, you know, because I'm poor. I only have dollar bills. Not because I go to the strip club at night. But,
sure. Okay.
Hey, I got to do something for the extra money. No. those dollar bills hurt. No. It's worse when they put pennies in there. No, it's a...
I only have a dollar's worth of pennies.
Yeah, I only have a dollar's worth of pennies.
She's got change that jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jingle. Yeah, I jingle when I walk out of there. No, anyway.
Oh, God. Back to the story.
Back to the story. No, but if Christians had to walk around with stuff like that on their money that says, you know, Jesus is the lie, do you think that anybody would want to use those dollar bills at all? I mean, or even they would be in an uproar saying, hey, this is it goes against my beliefs. Why would I have – I don't want to use this because it says this. But
well,
when
I think I see one way that this might actually have to do with the RFRA, which the reason that the RFRA was created 20 years ago, which we brought this up a couple weeks ago, is because it's trying to protect other – smaller religions. It was specifically for the Native American religions. And the point is being made here that, you know what, Hindus, Neo-Pagans, and Wiccans mm-hmm. are polytheistic, and not every, you know, and Jews don't worship the same God.
Right.
They do, but they don't. You know, right?
Yeah.
You have Allah, you have, and you have Yahweh. So the dollar does not represent all religions. And
right.
So in that sense, the RFRA would be a perfect example of protecting all religions
yes.
by not favoring any.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right
okay.
on point on that. If they use that as a basis to have in God we trust removed from the money, then I think that might be a good starting point. Either that, or they put every God that's out there, the belief, then our dollar bills won't just say $1. It'll just say, it'll have the listing of over 5,000 different gods. Or what is it, 45,000 different gods? 45,000 different gods? I don't know. I've lost track.
Let's put Ganesha on
there. Put a picture of Ganesha on there.
All right.
So, and Torvin from the chat room here said, in 1792, the United States penny said, Liberty, parent of science and industry. Why did that change? That's great. That, you know, if we were still using that, maybe today Republicans would have a lot different stance on it, you know, so.
Yep. But. From your mouth to the spaghetti monster's ears.
That's right. I love his noodly sauce.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
We had to go get Mr. Priestley again. The tank's in good shape. It's, you know, it's got a few bullet holes in it, but it's still working. You know, those they make those tanks like that for a reason, and the bunker is still secure. So all the donations you make to the show are going for a good cause. They're keeping Mr. Priestley alive. We had to cut him down to bread and water. But, hey, you know, he's still alive and still kicking. So let's hear what Mr. Priestley has for us tonight. Mrs. Bila, do we have a letter from one of our loyal viewers?
Why, yes, Mr. Priestley. Dear Mr. Priestley, our pastor is encouraging us to participate in Draw Muhammad Day on Facebook. I know that Islam isn't the true religion. However, I know some very nice Muslims that live next door, and I've been talking to them, and we don't seem all that different in what we believe. Do you think it's wrong that we openly mock other religions, as it doesn't seem very Christian-like? Sincerely, Playing Nice in Pennsylvania.
Dear Playing Nice, it does say in the Bible that the only true religion is Christianity. Because Jesus says in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And since the Muslims are not following our religion, they are blaspheming our God. According to Exodus 22:19, whoever sacrifices to any god except the Lord alone shall be doomed.
So, you're saying it's okay to mock them on Facebook?
Yes, Mrs. Bila. According to these passages, it is not only okay to mock them on Facebook, But God commands you to kill them for their own good, as they are not following the true religion. And remember, boys and girls, in your right hand, there are pleasures forever.
Okay, well, Mr. Priestley, wow. You can mock the thought, you know, but I don't mock the people, you know, unless they're saying something really stupid or, you know, they're trying to shove their religion down your throat. But, wow. Mr. Priestley, go wait in the tank, please. I'm going to...
We have an alternate route.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find an alternate route tonight, although the tank is pretty slow, you know, so...
Okay.
Tarvin wants to know if Mr. Priestley is a Duggar's personal pastor. I don't know. He might be.
Yeah.
Once in a while he does seem to get out of the bunker every once in a while. I'm not sure how. We keep it locked pretty tight, you know. It's not airtight, you know. Otherwise, like Seamus, you know.
Tempting.
Mitt Romney's Seamus. He had the airtight carriage on the top of his car.
Yeah, we're not sure what. Denomination, Mr. Priest.
Yeah, we're not sure what he hasn't quite told me. I've asked him, but he's been very cagey about it. He doesn't mind coming reading the letters, but he won't tell me what religion he is yet. So I mean, maybe somebody out there, you know, who's listening could probably guess what religion he is.
I'm just guessing he would say he's the right one.
He's the right one, yeah. He thinks he's the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Priestley, go wait in the tank. Anyway.
Jeez.
Well, we have to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming to the live show, and we'll be back next week with our one-hour-long special topic, and we have a guest. Robin Dupree Reed will be joining us. Oh, one last thing before we get out of here. I have a quick correction I need to make. Last week's show, we were talking about jet engines, whatever. There was a story I remembered, and I thought I had gotten it from I thought was a reliable source. And he may have just been sold this, too. He was told this, and he believed it, too, because it sounded fairly reasonable, about the woman who walked in front of a jet engine, was killed by the neighbor. It turns out that was, in fact, a internet hoax, and I do apologize. I was just going by what I remembered, and I was able to research it after the fact and found out that it was not true. So I apologize for giving erroneous information, and I deeply apologize, and I try to get the proper information out to everybody here, you know, minus the jokes, you know, but sometimes these little things slip in. So my own failing on that. Anyway, all right, thanks everybody for coming. This has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.